Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Shawn Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, my guest is in Black Boot, and he will be discussing Should You Get the Shot? Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. In the United States, there has been a history of racism in healthcare and medicine. Several studies have shown that the COVID-19 pandemic disproportionately affects Black people in severity, economics, and et cetera. We all know about Henry Black, born Henry, her name was Loretta Pleasant. That was the name she was born with. August 1st, she was born 1920. She died October 4th, 1951. She was a Black woman whose cancer cells are the source of the HeLa cell line and one of the most important cell lines in medical research. An immortalized cell line reproduces indefinitely under specific conditions, and the HeLa cell line continues to be a source of invaluable medical data to this present day. Now, Lax was the unwitting source of these cells from a tumor biopsy during treatment for cervical cancer at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, Maryland in 1951. No consent was required to culture the cells obtained from Lax treatment. Neither she nor her family were compensated for their extraction or use. The Lax family was not made aware of the line's existence until 1975. Her genetic cell line is still being used for medical research and for commercial purposes.
Amira.
She is buried in an unmarked grave in Laxtown in Halifax County, Virginia. The HeLa refers to the initials of Henrietta Lax, a poor Black woman who died of cervical cancer at age 31 in 1951. Another horrible case, the Tuskegee Syphilis Study. The Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis in the Negro Male, informally referred to as the Tuskegee Syphilis Experiment and other names, was an ethically abusive study conducted between 1972 by the United States Public Health Service and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The purpose of the study was to observe the natural history of untreated syphilis. Although the African-American men who participated in the study were told that they were receiving free health care from the federal government of the United States, they were not. The men were initially told that the study would last 6 months, but it was extended to 40 years after funding for treatment was lost. The study was continued without informing the men that there would be no treatment for them. So, what do you have to say about that? And I also want you to go into what you wanted to talk about, talking about the shot and what's going on, also with Rita Islam and all that.
I am very, very, very glad you led with that, because it's cases like this, along with several studies that's been out and that have led me to my thinking about the shot versus not taking the shot versus taking the shot. Rizla Islam has been speaking very factual statements about the so-called shot, so-called um, all the shots that they had taken, they had given, RZA has given very, very big documentation on that particularly. Right now, there are several others that are on the government's watch as far as it's been on the news. I don't know if anybody's paid any attention that they are supposedly going after people and people like him who are supposedly putting negative things about taking the shot for the COVID. Me, myself, I'm a naturalist. I believe that God gave us everything that we need to survive. And this is something that just came out of nowhere. So therefore, it makes me believe that it was definitely man-made. I don't care if it came from China or someone's kitchen here in America. My biggest thing is I'm not pushing anyone away from taking it, but I would like to know is there a true argument for the shot? And if so, why? And vice versa.
Right. I also know that recently there was over 1,000 doctors who are suing the CDC and WHO,
mm-hmm.
the World Health Organization, and another organization about the COVID vaccine, because now they had came out recently that it came from a lab in Wuhan, China, and also that it came from 2 labs in the United States. And also the doctors are also suing because they said they were pressured to say that they had a death, to say it was from COVID instead mm-hmm. of what it actually was. And also that they said they were offered a large sum of money to say that a person had COVID when they knew that they did not.
To even add to that, I remember when and of course the first individual they picked up was a black person. Now they were foreign, but they were black. And I am a lot of uncomfortable about when they push things that's supposedly good towards black people. Even here recently, the news, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, they were really targeting a county in our area. It was on the news. Yeah, these people, woo, woo, woo. And of course, it's predominantly populated by black people. The one thing that you have to always know that medication has never been a substance or a substitute for a cure. There is no cure for anything that by medication. There's natural sources for every little condition that goes on with your body, as well as not even 10% of the population in America has died from COVID, or as I like to call it, the so-called pandemic.
Okay. If anybody has a question or comment, call 516-531-9540 and press 1. So I would like to ask my audience, my listeners, would you take the shot or have you taken the shot? And what is your opinion on that? And press one. Okay, we have...
There is no right answers here.
Okay.
Let's begin with that. There is no right answer.
5240. 5240. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yes. I would like to say that my thing is I took the shot, and but I understand a lot of African Americans, you know, scouted about it. They did this, they did that. I'm not going to be no pennyhead. They're following you everywhere you're going, doing all this. My opinion is foolishness. With one of my coworkers last week was saying the same thing. I ain't going to be no guinea pig. It's like most of African Americans, you know, some listeners, I ain't going to be no guinea pig. Ain't gonna be just talking big, bad, and bold, and laughing at the folks who did it. Man, y'all gonna be losing y'all mind and all this. Okay, well, last week he got sick. They had to rush him to the hospital. He was in the ICU a couple of days. He got better. He just got released Tuesday. He took the shot, and he gonna get it again. And first thing he said, yeah, he said, man, you know what, man, that COVID ain't no joke. COVID ain't no joke. He said, I used to joke with it and bullshit, but he said, I tell my whole family, man, go in and get that shot because it ain't no joke. Now, I know some of you still, how it is, but to each his own. I'm just saying, from what I know personally, a co-worker, you know, so my thing is, yeah, it ain't no joke, man. We need to get it because he was almost couldn't breathe. He was on the machine. He just got better. You know, he took his first shot. He got to go back and get another one. So my thing is, you know what I'm saying, we shouldn't joke with everything. And think about this. Now, listen, when we was young, when we was getting polio shots and all the other shots, when we was little kids and our mom used to take us to the little ghetto clinics and the white folks used to put stuff in our arms and all that to help us when we won't get polio or get crippled and all that, did we know what the hell we was getting? Nah, our mom took us down there. We got them shots, and we're doing good now. Think about it that way.
So, how do you feel, I mean, do you feel like, well, first of all, what made you get the shot?
Just to be on the safe side, our job, I work with a lot of people, and, you know, some people coughing, it had one guy was on the job, older guy, fight guy, he was coughing every damn way all over the stuff, and then the next day somebody said his wife said he got it, and I knew he was coughing in the office and all that other stuff, so I decided they had a pop-up clinic, and I decided to go get it just to be on the safe side, and then, you know, I've seen more whites in there than I did African Americans.
So
like I said, it's still in his own, but I know for a fight, because my daughter nurse and nursing running in my family, it is picking up. It is picking up with a lot of young people now who didn't get it. You know, and then I know some people in the medical field still ain't got it. They're still kind of waiting. So, you know, man, it's one of them tricky situations. I'm telling myself, I got it. I feel good. You know, half of my family got it, and they still feel good and it happening. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So my thing is I would say if you said it a little more, the shot still was taken.
Do you feel like, I mean, like, do you actually feel like the shot helped you or what? Because, see, myself, I've never had it. And as far as I'm concerned, I won't take the shot. Do you feel like you've been around a lot of people that have had COVID?
Yeah, I said Mr. Neil, who just got it, me and him worked on the same truck. Me and him worked on the same truck. A day later that he got it, that's the one who was in the hospital. I didn't get no symptoms because they asked me. I said, nah, I ain't get no symptoms. I just happened to go down there. He was the one always joking about this and government,
right,
scientists, and you see what they did to us. You know, I understand the systems. I understand a lot of times, you know, guinea pigs again. They ain't got us one this time, you know, joking and all that.
Right.
I understand that. But I'm just saying for myself, and I know you might not get it yourself, but I'm just saying for myself, it's up to the individual. Like I tell a lot of people, it's always up to the individual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, since I'm here, I went and got it because I didn't want to, you know, get sick because I know I'd be around a lot of people, you know what I mean? And I do security and other stuff. So I just say, get it for me. And I tell all people that I know just get it for me. But some people in my family, they still haven't got it. Don't want to get it. You know what I mean? So
I've seen both sides where people have, you know, died from the shot. And I've also seen or gotten the shot and passed away anyway. I don't know if it was from the shot, so I don't want to sit out there and put that out there. But,
we have another caller.
Oh, go ahead.
1233, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, I have a comment about the shot.
Okay.
Well, personally, I don't trust the shot. I mean, I believe that it might help somewhat with COVID. Like, I think COVID is real. Like, I think it was created by the government personally. So it actually might help with COVID. But at the same time, there are still a lot of people getting COVID that have gotten a shot. I feel like when you look at the media, they're just throwing it out there, like, get the shot, vax up. But they're not telling you all the people that's just getting sick from the shot and they still got it. I mean,
right,
from COVID and they still got the shot. So I just personally don't trust the government. And when we're talking about shots when we were a kid, I mean, I got the shots. I mean, there still are negative effects of those shots. I mean, if you look it up. But it's like now there's the internet, there's more research, we're in the age of information. So it's like some people, like, no offense to the caller, but it's kind of like if you knew better, you would do better. I'm not saying necessarily it's better because I'm not God. I'm not a God. I don't know. But it's like now that you have information in front of you, maybe there is more research you can do and form your own opinion, like, well, that's just what we did. The doctors told us to do something, and we did it. Like, we didn't question it. Now, go and question the doctor. They don't even have an answer for you. Like, I'm pregnant right now, and I asked the doctor what's the side effects of this, and they're telling me, oh, there's soreness in your arm. No other side effects. I can go look it up on the internet, and I can see plenty of side effects. Like, you can't even trust the doctors in the medical field.
Okay, that's true. That may be sacrifice, but looking at this one hand, every individual person's body is different. So,
and
I know some people got more sick than I did, because I know some people, they okay, but they still got sick for a little while, certain stuff happened. But the majority of them still did good, but it's like, nah, you know, they didn't have nothing to do. I know some people got sick for a couple of days, and different people,
right,
you know what I mean? But they still better off. But yeah, everybody has different. Everybody's body is totally different. Whoever on the phone, everybody got, you know, different stuff going on with their body. Some people gonna feel effects. Some people won't feel effects. But everybody, and we also know the internet give out false stuff all the time too. So you do your own work. But if you get the shot and you get coronavirus, you won't have to be put in the hospital. I mean, it won't be as severe. But like I said, everybody still have to do their own research.
That's what they're saying. However, I've heard where people have transitioned from the fact that they have gotten the shot. I don't know how true that is or whatever, because, you know, they're not putting everything out there. And like the caller just now said, I'm so against the government, and especially whenever they're pushing it through black people.
Right.
But again, I'm not telling anyone not to have it.
So I have a question for the caller who got the shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you not concerned about, just not about COVID, about anything else like they're putting in your body, considering the history of the government? Like, okay, I personally think, like, maybe it would help with COVID. Like, that's the purpose. But, like, are you concerned about taking the shot every 6 months and what else it might do to your body? Are you just worried about
research.
COVID?
No, I'm worried about COVID. I did a little research. You know, and I think it's, like I said, it's good for me. It's something that I went with. And a couple people I know that I went with. I just think it's best for me. You have to do what's best for you. I'm going to do what's best for me. And, you know, you're talking about a booster shot. I mean, I'm going to have to go get a third shot. But, you know, I wait because of in the hospital and other stuff going on. So, it's, you know, and I know people who got in the hospital, you know, who had on dialysis or kidneys, when they got the shot, they had to go in the hospital. So if you got other medical stuff going on, that's more cautious, but I didn't. If you got other medical stuff going on, that shot can still do a little damage. So you have to get your medical schedule. I know people who, you know, on dialysis and tickets had to be rushed to the hospital for a couple of days when I see you, because the medicine that they put in their body didn't go with, you know, the other stuff that they got going on. So, you know, and if you're pregnant, I wouldn't do it now. If I'm pregnant, I would just wait. But like I said, I think if every person is individualized, make their own decision. I did what's best for me.
Do you guys, real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you guys find I hate to use this word, but fishy, that there's a new variant out and now it's attacking younger people, because before it was so
it was like the seniors, remember? The older crowd.
Yeah, it was more attacking the people who were had more chance of you know, had less resistance toward it, and now it's a big thing for, I mean, either caller can answer this, but I found it a little fishy myself. What about you guys?
Yeah, because now they said that it's attacking younger people and older people. So, you know, I just been doing research. Y'all say the same thing. Now they're saying it's not attacking seniors and 55, 50, and up no more. Now it's attacking between 20-something to 39 age range up in that area, you know. So yeah,
even younger now, because now they're pushing that people who are 12 and older now. Before it was like 17 and older or something like that, but now they're you know, pushing for that. That's what I'm finding. What about the other caller? Do you feel that's a little fishy or what?
Yeah, I feel like it just sounds like it's planned.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like a setup, because, like, they're just pushing this vaccine, like, on everyone, like, even though it's not mandatory yet, but, like, in some places, the vaccine is mandatory, I guess, depending on where you're at and, like, depending on your employer. But I know here, like, I'm in a highly vaccinated area. I don't really see it on the news, but, like, right now I'm doing this door-to-door thing, talking to people in the community. And, like, all we hear, like, about people who still gotten COVID and everything, who have gotten the shot. And so I just think it's just planned by the government. And I think if the shot was so great, it would speak for itself. Like, you wouldn't have...
In my business, I see a whole lot of people as well. And... To add to what you were saying about some people were vaccinated and they still got it, I've been around people who've had it, who didn't have it. They would come in, not have it, and then the next time I see them, they would have it. But then they didn't have very many symptoms of it, and it made me very confused as to Did the doctor give you a good analogy of what was going on with your body? Was that a good diagnosis?
Right. I mean, I think, like, yeah. I don't even really know what to think. I'm not saying, like, it doesn't exist. I'm not going to say that because I believe the government didn't create it. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, people are going to die from it. I mean, I do believe that. But it's like, if it's not this, it's going to be something else. Like, I'm just not going to keep on taking all this, putting all this weird stuff in my body because there's a disease out there that I could die from anyways, or I'm going to die one day. But, like, I would rather do something. Personally, like, I want to die doing something that I wanted to do, not because I was forced by the government to do it. I'd rather die not doing it than dying because the government forced me to do something.
I'm finding it fishing that all these billionaires are destroying the world, and now they're shifting off into space. We can't afford to do that. You know, so, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that might be true. Like, I don't put nothing past it. And then you see, like, for a while, like, a lot of herbalists were dying. And you see,
but I don't see them dying from natural causes. I'm seeing things like, oops, something happened type thing.
Suicide and all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's weird.
I watched a crime show, and they were talking about, like, this holistic doctor who ended up dead. You know how they do, like, the true crime? And, like, the story, the person they said murders this woman, like, the story just did not make sense. Like, it could have happened, but, like, the whole story, I'm watching this on TV, it was like, you know, why did he kill her? Like, it didn't even seem like he had a reason to, and they did not ever put, like, a good explanation. Like, they made up some weird story that didn't even sound right. And she was like, this was during the time when a lot of those holistic doctors and herbalists were coming up dead.
I'm a big follower of Dr. Sebi, and it's funny. They still haven't said a reason or anything of what happened with him. And he was they were trying to... He had to move to Honduras to get away from America because he was pushing the truth, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I follow.
Well, also, he was
a court case. Herbalist.
What was that?
Go ahead.
No, I was just Dr. Stevie. I was just saying that the federal government had taken him to court, and he brought those actual people that he cured that had herpes, HIV, AIDS, that he totally cured with herbs.
One of the most famous people he did was Lisa Left Eye. Cured her, I can't remember if it was cancer. I don't remember exactly what the disease was.
But he
cured it. And there's a difference between curing.
What was that? She died also.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, everybody thought she was crazy back then because right before she died, I remember watching, she was on like one of those MTV shows, you know, where they follow celebrities or celebrities talk about like their life. She was saying there was a man who cured AIDS. She was referring to Dr. Stevie, but like back then, everybody just, you know, left her as crazy. But now looking back, like all these years later,
that was the white media establishment pushing the craziness. If you notice, you know, and so everybody else bought into it.
Right. There was a black doctor a few years ago, and she found a cure for people's eyes that whatever she came up with, I forgot what she called it, but she said it only cost $5 to make. And people took this, whatever it was, but she had tried it and proved that it worked. It only costs $5 to make. That if you take this, you would no longer need eyeglasses or anything. It cured up any eye problem, and you would see perfectly. And they said she killed herself a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, pharmaceutical companies and for medicine, it's big business. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, they murder people to keep their profit. So all different people coming up with these things to actually help people and cure them keeps coming up.
Yeah, I follow one herbalist. That's
I'm
right. So, do you think that people should go to maybe an alternative doctor and, you know, use natural remedies instead of going to mainstream doctors and assistants?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. Like the herb, okay, so I follow a herbalist, and she looks at people's eyes and looks at people's bodies and can tell what's wrong with them. She was like a follower of, what's his name, Dick Gregory. I know she follows, like, Dr. Sadie's, like, food list, and then there's a couple other ones. I forgot the name, but.
What about Dr. Africa?
Yeah, I believe him also. But, yeah, I've heard of him. I haven't looked him up myself yet. But, yeah, he's on my list to look up. But a lot of things that the doctors do, they just do things because that's just how they're taught. And I believe, like, a lot of doctors may not even know. Like, they're just taught to do certain things, and they don't even know a lot. They know a lot about what they're taught, but at the same time, like, they don't know a lot about healing. I go to the doctor, and they just hand me birth control. Like, a lot of women have, like, issues with having long menstrual cycles. Sorry if that's too much for men. But all the doctors do is throw birth control at me, and nobody really questions it. But there's a lot of bad side effects to birth control. Instead of telling me what the real problem is, and a lot of doctors probably don't even know what the real problem is because they're not talking to them.
Yeah, I totally agree with your assessment because a lot of times doctors are paid and given kickbacks for pushing certain types of medications. And things
well, they
like
learned
that.
In this, they learned in the same raggedy universities that are here now spreading that. You know, it takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to become a doctor, you know. So, yeah, of course they're pushing that. And the pharmaceuticals are making money off of the doctors. I can remember my doctor, and he was more of a naturalist, which was, you know, like a herbalist or whatever. And I liked him because he was like that, because he was like, okay, let's try what you should do first, and then we'll talk about medication. And
right.
I said, well, ain't that gonna mess you up with the pharmaceutical companies? He said, don't worry about that. I make more enough money without all that. And right there, that just solidified it to me that. That's what they do.
Right. My sister-in-law gets a upper respiratory infection at the same time every year. And just like clockwork, it happened again. She called her doctor in my area and told them, like, I know I have a respiratory infection. I need to come in and get checked out. And she was told by the doctor that we are no longer checking for respiratory infections. It's just, and she's like, every year. for years, over 20 years. I've been getting around every year around the time. And they told her, no, we will not be touching that. It's just COVID now, is what the doctor told her. So I'm like, I guess respiratory infection went away since COVID is here. And she was like, well, I guess so. But she said, so she just didn't go at all. So, I mean, it's things like that that make people leery of doctors and what they're trying to do. Because there is no way that if you notice cancer deaths have dropped. All kinds of things people would die from is all labeled COVID.
And it's still less than 10% of the population for a so-called pandemic.
Right. I asked a friend of mine about this lady. She had turned 100 years old last year. She's black. And I was like, is she still alive? Because I hadn't talked to her in like 2 years. And she said, no, she passed away. And I said, well, did she make it to 100? Because last time I talked to her, she was 99. And I go to her 99th birthday party. So and she said, no. And I said, well, what happened to her? And she said, well, she died of COVID. I'm like, really? And her neighbors died of COVID. So I'm like, okay, that don't make sense to me. And it's suspicious. To say the least, that all these people are dying of COVID. But I did watch the G summits or whatever they're called, and I noticed that Biden, Queen Elizabeth, and none of the rest of them, they had a mask or anything. But they're telling everybody else to wear them. They were over, I think, in Switzerland, and they were talking, giving each other hugs. And I saw absolutely no mask. So I was thinking, okay, like, what's with that? You're telling everybody mask, but here you are. There are cameras, but none of you have them. And these were, they had the top world leaders there. And nobody had masks on. They weren't social distancing or anything. Okay.
We didn't have any more callers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do.
There we go.
Hello, caller. Okay, on mine it comes up 1111. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I came in like in the middle of this conversation, and I want to know what is the topic.
Okay, we were talking about should you get the shot, and we were also talking about the Henrietta Lacks case of the woman who they used her cells, and they're still using her cells and doing studies and making medicine from it and using it for commercial purposes. And they didn't get permission or anything like that. And her family has never been paid. And also
we wanted to know if you thought the COVID shot was something that you should or should not take and why.
Well, personally, I think this COVID, you talking about vaccination?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Well, personally, I think that this vaccine affects people differently. I've seen on TV where younger people, teenagers, have got it, 16-year-olds and 20-year-olds, and gave them heart problems. So it's not for everybody. Personally, I have not took what I do with. I go and load up on my fruits and my vegetables and try to eat healthy and stay at the doctor's place. Because that's
like
where
that.
The stuff is at. So, no. I mean, it depends on how this person's health is, but I would not, you know, it's what is in the vaccination. That's what you got to realize. Why is it affecting people differently?
Right,
you
so
know,
you don't
so.
Trust it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not taking it.
Okay, because that's why I had gave examples of why, like, a lot of black people didn't trust the medications and doctors because of things they have done in the past to black people.
And I have gave examples of why we should take it. So, you know,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's two sides of every story. I'm saying we should take it. We should go, but I understand what y'all saying too. You know what I mean? Because they have fucked us over too. So, you know, I kind of understand both ways.
Right. And but what about people that got pre-existing conditions? Oh, I'm sorry, caller. What did you have to say?
I said, what about the Delta virus? Remember they just said those who took the vaccination need to come back and get a boost now, and they want you to put your mask on. So it's clearly not protecting you like they, you know, they initially told you it was going to protect you from it.
Ooh, I like that.
I totally agree. I personally think that the rush to get everybody done, it has more to do with money.
I'm really, it perks my ears up that they really pushing, hey, there's a lot of black people who haven't got this, but there's
right.
far more everybody else that hadn't. Either.
Okay, we have another caller. 1053, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I've been listening to your conversation tonight, and I feel that you should take the shot. I agree with your other caller, one of the other callers of the fan that they believe in the shot, because what I'm looking at, they're saying that about 97%. Well, the people that are now getting COVID were not vaccinated. Those are the people that are getting sick and dying. And to me, that's enough evidence.
Is that a factual number, though?
Yeah. If the CDS said it, I'm going to listen to them and not you or anybody else. And I'm not talking to you personally, but I'm saying I'm not going to I'm not going to listen to what somebody said on Facebook. I'm not listening to Trump. I'm not listening to none of these people. I'm listening to the CDC, whether they're right or wrong, but they're the people that I have to rely on for my medical advice and how to deal with this epidemic. And what I'm saying is that...
No, I agree.
All I'm saying is you can do what you want to do. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a relative a couple of days ago, and they said, I ain't taking. I said, don't. I said, you don't have to. I don't believe it. I should just say, fine, you believe what you want to believe. But I'm going to give you the statistics of what's happening right now. It's a proven fact that this medicine is working. These people are being saved that got the vaccine.
It's not a proven fact that this medicine is working, because people who've taken the medicine are getting it, and they're also pushing the fact that they are wanting a booster shot as well. So that's correct.
Listen to this.
I hear you.
The statistics show that the people that are now getting COVID are 97% of those people, they did not have a shot. Now, and they're telling you that about 3% or something like that, around 3% of the people that took the COVID and it came back on them, that they do not get real sick. They don't normally have to go to the doctor, and definitely don't die. So that tells you
how many of those people, if they never gotten the shot. Wait a minute though. How many of those people, if they never gotten the shot, would have been in the same situation though?
I don't know how many people that never got the
because
shot.
They administered a lot of...
Wait a minute. I know over 600,000 of them died that didn't have it. I know that for a fact. And if you're trying to...
Okay, now, how much of a percentage...
Died
how much of a percentage... How much of a percentage of the people in America have passed away from COVID?
Over 600,000. You do have a statistic on that.
How much?
They tell you. Oh, it's over 600,000. I don't know.
Right. How many people are in America?
Probably around 330 million.
Right.
Yeah, 300 something million.
But you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm telling you like this. It's just like you hear people say, you know, only one people out of 1,000 get struck with lightning. One out of a million people get struck by lightning. Well, that statistic don't be nothing if I was the guy that got struck by the lightning. I understand that, and I'm not against that as well.
My point
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you won those 600,000 people that died, no matter what the statistics are, if they died, it doesn't matter.
Let me say this for you, one out of a million.
Go ahead.
There was a case that the lady had the vaccination shot. They died the next day. See, it affect different people. Look at a 16-year-old on up, the little 20-year-old, the 15-year-old, they gave a vaccination shot too, and it was messing with their heart. The boy was all, you know, it affects people differently. Everybody can't take that vaccination shot.
I've seen where people taking the vaccination and it's still affecting them.
Yeah, that too.
And I didn't get this off of no Facebook.
They have side effects. Some people have side effects from this stuff.
What does the CDC say about it? That's what you say. That's what you heard somebody say. What does the CDC, the health experts say? What are they saying?
They got
lawsuits against them now for lying.
Hello. By hundreds of thousands of doctors.
Right.
Against doctors.
Yes, doctors. D-O-C-T-O-R-S.
Right. But I know somebody personally that...
Who are they? How many is it?
Wait a minute, you sound like white supremacy. Because the first thing they do is discredit the people who are against what they're doing. So you can't sit up there. Let me ask you this. Do you trust everything the government gives you?
I don't trust nothing that everybody gives me.
I said the government. I ain't talking about you. Talking about CDC. We're talking about the government.
I don't believe everything of anybody except the Bible.
Well, man, you went to the Bible. I'm asking you, do you trust straightforward. Do you trust everything the CDC says?
No, I do not trust everything they say.
Well, you just said, what did the CDC say?
But I trust about COVID. I trust that.
Did you trust everything. You either trust it or you don't.
No, I said I trust what they're saying about COVID.
You either trust them or you don't.
He said he had a cocktail for COVID at that time.
What is that?
You remember when Trump got on there telling me he had a cocktail for COVID and solved it in 3 days? Remember when he called himself had it? Do you trust that?
Everything on TV is not true. No, I don't trust nothing. I agree with you.
Right.
You know he didn't say that in 3 days.
Here's where I got a problem. Whenever they sit up there and they try to feed to black people that this is the answer, I'm really scared of it.
Well, but let me say this about it. I can understand your skepticism about all of this. But look at this. They cannot discriminate and take those shots. They discriminate all day against black people.
What are you talking about?
How do they discriminate you taking a shot?
What do you mean?
They don't discriminate. They can go to CVC. They can go to Walgreens. they can go wherever they want to get the shot. How does that discriminate
yes,
you?
But you didn't hear what I said. When the media, the racist white media, along with every other thing, they've been pushing it through our so-called entertainments and our so-called leaders to push people, black people, to get the vaccine shot. I mean, directly to us. I don't know,
right,
bro.
You want a barber
no,
shop,
but it's not done by race. It's not done by race. You can't get a COVID based upon your race.
Okay.
Bruh.
You know what? I do have an answer for that. They have the technology now that they could do something and give everybody the same shot, but they have the technology that could attack your type of DNA because they know black people have certain things that white people do not, Asians do not, and things like
that.
So, but they have nanotechnology.
If you think
that
is happening,
yes, they can.
If you think that is happening, then you shouldn't take the test. You shouldn't take the shot.
Well, explain to me Johnson & Johnson with the blood clot and the vaccine.
Okay, let me put it another way. Okay, people know they're becoming the minority.
You shouldn't take the shot. You shouldn't take
I'm just saying.
If you believe that, you shouldn't take it.
People are becoming the minority. They're terrified of that because they're evil people and they know what they have done and all that, and they know that, you know, once they become a minority, they lose
yeah,
their power.
But I'm
one
I'm
way
not here to,
to even that
I'm
up
here
is
especially the
kids.
Black people.
They can
especially
kill a lot
black
of
people.
All I'm saying is,
guess
you cannot,
what?
You can,
then
you,
we're
you,
not the minority. We're not going to be a
you
minority
cannot,
no more because you're all dead.
Like you're on Fox TV, Smatron, and stop talking over everybody.
Fox!
And let somebody else talk. You talk just like these
okay,
people
go
at Fox.
Ahead.
You
go
talk
ahead.
Over people and keep running Kellyanne or somebody on Fox.
You know, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with you. She is not that girl. She is not that racist, slandering, filthy broad that you are referring to.
What I'm saying is that you know, everybody can believe. Like I told you, I had a relative. It's about 2 or 3 days. They told me they're not taking it. And I say you can do what you want to do. I don't say don't take it. But if I'm giving you my reasons why I think why they should take it and why I took
okay.
it.
Okay.
But
I got five
you know what? But the only thing is you just have to live with whatever the consequences are of your decision.
Okay.
And that's
507-3.
Hello.
Got a comment?
Okay, now I've heard all of you. This is my outlook I took the vaccine, and I wasn't afraid to take the vaccine because you know what? You got to understand, I don't care what man's purpose is. God got other things outlined for us. He can put anything out there against us that he wants to, but God can turn it around, and I'm a turn-arounder because God can use whatever they're doing for his own good and for your own good. And I think you should take it because I think this is a blessing from the Lord, the best thing.
Yes, me too.
Because they did something to try to
hold
on
that.
I agree too. Preach on.
He allowed some of it to go on, but then he stepped in with this fast.
Hallelujah.
And most of the people are the ones who have not taken the shot.
So are you saying that? Are you saying that you're going to go to hell if you don't take the shot?
You can go ahead and not take the shot. That's your prerogative. But anytime there's something out there that even might help you, I have such good faith in God that he's going to see me through. Whatever they try to put over me, and he has.
What if you're an evil individual like Trump, and you didn't die from the COVID? Is that because of God? God loves Trump.
I don't die. That's the only thing the devil can't do. It.
Not,
unless God allows it, he can't do it. something see allow and something you see don't. When he's had enough of man doing whatever evil he wants to, he puts a stop to it.
So God didn't let Trump die?
The trust in God.
Oh, God won't let evil men die. God won't let evil men die.
You understand that you are, I've heard you all talk about the Bible and this is what the white man did and everything. He didn't do nothing to change the color of the skin in the Bible. That's all he did. So most of the stuff in the Bible is very
in the Bible, it doesn't. In the Bible, Jesus is. I mean, God is black.
He can use man's medicine, but God is the healer.
God is black in the Bible. No, he
God
only changed the image out there.
But
well,
I know one thing.
He allowed 400 years of oppression and slavery.
Like what you were doing tonight is very discouraging to somebody that might need that vaccination.
I agree 100%.
Lord,
no, I agree with that.
The one thing you have to remember is when we started out, I told everybody who wanted to take it, they could take it.
If you don't like it, well, don't take it, but don't discourage those out there.
I'm not discouraging everybody to take it. I'm just giving you facts. Slow down, Big Papa. Slow down, Big Papa. I never did tell anybody not to take it. That's the first thing that I said. The very first thing that I said was, I'm not telling you not to take it. I'm just going to give you facts that have been out there. I don't do that politician crap.
You're walking your statements back.
I don't back myself by politician bull crap because that's opinionated facts. I'm giving you straight facts.
Other people aren't as smart as you are.
If anybody, I always give you a place to reference to in order for you to check it out. You don't just believe what I say.
How do you know that everything that you have been reading is the truth?
I didn't say everything that I say is the truth. Everything that I say is not the truth. How do you know that anything that anybody else is telling you is the truth? You can't. You're going straight by faith, right?
How they were trained.
I go by experience.
One minute and 30 seconds.
Sean, I would like for you to Google how many people, the deaths and the percentages of the people that are dying that did not take the shot and research the people that took the shot and what how are they faring.
Okay.
You can find all of them.
The Piso family, because y'all like to quote the Bible. P-I-S-O. Why don't you look it up? And also, is anybody else got about 40 seconds left? Anybody want to say anything?
If any of your listeners would like to take that shot and pray about it and ask God to lead them the right way. Don't listen to what everybody else is saying around them.
Pray over yourself.
I won't listen to everybody. That's why I don't listen to the racist white media.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for your comments. And if anybody wants to take the shot, that's your business. Take the shot. If anybody don't want to take the shot, that's also your business, and don't do it. That's all. Have a pleasant. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, everybody.